This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Friday, October 29th, 2010. Friday means nothing other than Patriots.com Roster Report here, where we bring you up to date on all the many moves the team's been making in recent days.
It's going to be a short podcast, isn't it?
It is, especially because Paul's not here. It's just Eric Scalavino with me, Andy Hart. And we're going to be talking a little bit first and foremost about Sergio Brown, rookie free agent safety out of Notre Dame, who was called up from the practice squad in advance of the trip to San Diego. And then, due in part to an injury to Patrick Chung, saw significant playing time against the Chargers, came up big with a third down tackle on Antonio Gates that forced the first attempt at the field goal, which was the penalty, and then the miss of the potential game-tying field goal. So big play in his debut, five solo tackles. One report indicated that not only did he get called up, he received a four-year deal with a $35,000 signing bonus to join the team. Interesting in that I think we all noticed him in training camp. You fell in love with him because he was on the kick team.
He started every game in the preseason.
Some of us
actually
watched him on the practice field and, you know, took something from his play and his
reps
on defense.
I'm a special teamer at heart, as you know.
Yes, I know. You're our special teams expert. But he also has the advantage that I think we've seen elsewhere with a guy like Brandon Dedrick, that he played for Corwin Brown, Charlie Weiss, Notre Dame, some familiarity with the system and the coach that is now with him here in New England. What do you think about Sergio Brown? Do you think he's simply an injury fill-in, or could he be another Dane Fletcher, Brandon Dedrick? Reps continue throughout the year.
Yeah, I think the best indication of that was the report of the four-year contract. They're obviously not going to give that kind of confidence to a guy that they don't have confidence in. He has security now. And to me, that means he is part of their plans, not just for this year or for the next few games, but, you know, going forward. I think they like what they see in him. It was probably a numbers game where they knew they probably wanted him on the active roster earlier, but because of, you know, that position and who they had there, they didn't want to let him go, so they put him on the practice squad, and it was just a matter of time before an opportunity presented itself. Maybe they didn't expect it to be this soon, but he came in, he did his job, he did it fairly well in his debut, and he's a bigger safety than a lot of the guys that have been there on this team lately. Probably the biggest one since Rodney Harrison, 6'2", 210 he's listed at. I think they could use a more physical, bigger presence back there, so I think that's part of the reason why they like him. And, you know, if Jarrad Page, who we haven't seen since he hurt himself a few weeks ago, he's been, you know, not even seen walking through the locker room. We've at least seen Fred Taylor, who's also been out walking through the locker room. I think, you know, we could be seeing and hearing more from Sergio Brown in the days to come.
Yeah, clearly the injuries are an issue, not just with Chung, who did return to the practice field this week. We'll get to the injury report later in this podcast. But James Sanders missed time in a game with the hamstring injury. Jarrad Page has the calf injury, as you said, has missed some time. So, you know, there's been some issues there with guys, you know, not just missing time, but you worry, I think, well, if Chung and Page both go down in the same game, or if Sanders retweaks the hamstring.
You need depth.
If you lose two,
you need depth.
You got to have a couple guys out there. So I think that helps. He's obviously a special teams option, as you noted. I'm
of
sure. Was he on the starting kickoff team in San Diego? Did you make note of that?
Didn't make note of that.
So, you know, he's a good core special teams player, athlete. I think he's an intriguing guy to keep an eye on, as I said, in kind of the long line of that's what this team is right now. It's young guys fighting for reps. We've talked about it a little bit on the defensive line where it seems to change every 2 to 3 weeks. It's, you know, Myron Pryor's here. Oh, he's out. Ron Brace is in. Oh, he's out. Dedrick's here. Oh, he's going to be
out.
We'll
see what happens.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of bodies, a lot of young bodies getting run through there. Some of them, you know, making plays. Sergio Brown would be an example. Dane Fletcher had a forced fumble in San Diego, another example. So I think that's interesting to keep an eye on as we move forward. On a side note, the team has not filled the opening on the practice squad.
Nope,
there were reports of various bodies working out earlier in the week, including a couple running backs, various names, but as of yet they have not, and I forgot how Casario exactly put it, but said a little bit more fluid situation there than previous weeks where he kind of hinted at something and all of a sudden Ross Ventrone was back, kind of said there were more options that they were looking into and kind of keeping an eye on. So at this point, I mean, it's already late in the week. They, probably wait till next week.
My thought was maybe that they would just try to bring Thomas Clayton back and put him on the practice squad. They had to make room for Sergio Brown by cutting Thomas Clayton. I thought maybe they liked him enough, maybe they would try to get him back on the practice squad. Couldn't, because Cleveland scooped him up again for the second time. So now he's back on their active roster.
He's got a nice little back and forth there.
Yeah.
Cleveland and
And at least the systems are somewhat familiar.
Yeah,
I mean, the coaches and, you know, there's some,
Mangini,
a lot of
Dable
former Patriots
stuff,
are there, too. Ray Ventrone, Benjamin Watson.
Yep. There's, back and forth there. Moving on to the injury report. We will look into, obviously, the big injury of the week. I'm sure you've heard. I'm rolling my eyes if you can't see it. Is Brett Favre, 291 straight games. Oh, he's injury.
Yada.
There's no precedent for a guy playing with this injury, but if anybody can do it, Brett can do it.
Let me just tell you, Andy, you know I'm probably one of the biggest Favre detractors that you've ever met. I think it would be better for the Patriots if he started this week.
Oh, me too. I think 1,000 times.
I'm rooting for him to start.
I think if Javaris Jackson starts, Patriots have a far, far, far greater chance of losing.
Yeah.
Because I think he could just play the role of quarterback, hand the ball off to Peterson, try to make a couple throws here or there, maybe throw one up deep to Moss, but not force things and make the mistakes that Favre has been making. He has been a detriment to his team this season.
Yep. That doesn't seem to bother him, though.
No.
He's a prima donna,
he's
self-centered, wants to play.
Yeah, it's part of the whole image. It's great. He's got his Wranglers and his other, you know, issues.
Hmm.
Texting. New England Patriots. Jarrad Page did not participate on either Wednesday or Thursday. Eric, you want to give me the update for today?
He was not there today either.
Not out there. Fred Taylor did not participate on Wednesday and Thursday.
He was not there today either.
We haven't seen Fred quite some time in the practice field. It's been quite a while, huh?
No.
And Mike Wright did not participate on Thursday.
Was back today.
He's been riding back and forth with that knee injury. He's kind of been on and off and clearly dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
But playing, you know, he's been out there.
Mm-hmm.
Deion Branch gave people a scare. Hamstring injury, limited participation on Thursday.
He was there for the start. We'll see what he's listed at later on.
A guy that's been bitten by the injury bug over the course of his career here in New England. Fans in New England will remember the Patriots always had to kind of coddle him in the preseason, wouldn't play him in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's had the knee injuries out in Seattle, so worth keeping an eye on because depth at receiver, in my opinion, could be a major issue if Deion Branch cannot suit up.
And on a very side note there, they don't normally...
Very side note?
Yes, very, very side note because we're talking about receivers and depth and injuries. One other missing player from practice today, practice squad wide receiver, Darnell Nuke Jenkins, who also reportedly received a little bit of a contract boost recently.
Yeah, half the practice squad here is making, like, legitimate salaries.
Right.
They're getting paid.
But if there was any thought, you know, if Branch's thing were more than that and they needed to add depth at the last minute, that's just something to keep in the very back of your mind. He wasn't there for the start of practice. We'll see what he... Well, he might not even be listed because I'm not sure they actually list practice squad players on the injury report because they're not active guys. So
and,
just something to note.
Patrick Chung, the safety, as I said, did not practice on Wednesday but got back on the field for limited participation on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Was in the locker room putting his pants on, said, I'm putting my pants on. What do you think? I'm going out to practice.
And he was out there again today.
So
I will say this about yesterday, his return. They were doing the defensive backs were doing the pass rush strip sack drill that they have been doing a lot
this
year. You
like that drill.
Well, I like it. It's also, you know, it's different. They do it a lot.
You're a big fan of the
exciting
strip sack, huh? It's one of the more exciting plays in football.
Yes,
I don't know why you wouldn't be a fan of the strip sack.
He was going about half to three-quarter speed in that drill.
Your trained eye could tell you that, huh?
Yes, it could.
We're lucky to have you out on the practice field, really. So it was like
66 to 75%, I'd say.
Good to know. I think he's key, personally, not just because of the other stuff we talked about at safety, but I think he is kind of one of the leaders of the youth movement, physical play, swarming to the football, the whole thing they've got going on in the early going here on defense that's been improving week to week. I think it'd be a great sign for them to get him back out there. Plus, I think on just a scheme-wise issue, the middle of the field, the tight end, Shanko, Harvin in the middle of the field, Peterson helping out. I think safeties, linebackers are huge in this game.
Yes.
So having him on, one of your better safeties on the field, would obviously be key. And I'll just quickly look at the top of the Vikings injury report. Brett Favre did not participate on Wednesday and Thursday. Woohoo. He was in a boot, out of a boot.
According to our producer, Kevin, Favre was out at practice today for the Vikings.
Doing what?
Lord knows.
Lord Favre knows?
Well, He'll play. I have no doubt that he'll be out
there. I don't know. Latest reports out of Minnesota are that they are leaning towards not playing him. He has told people he's not sure Childress will allow him to play.
He's a prima donna. He'll get his way.
91-game streak could come to an end.
I don't think so.
But what needs to come to an end is this Patriots.com roster report for another week. News of the week, Sergio Brown promoted from the practice squad, making an impact in San Diego. Patriots have an open spot on the practice squad. We'll be waiting to see who they fill that with. And in the coming weeks, will Logan Mankin show up? But until then, for Eric Scalavino, this is Andy Hart. Love, Katy Perry. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.